New electric rates will take effect in the northwest region early next year. As the only electricity provider in the area, Western Power executives gained approval for these increases by an agreement with local government and citizens groups this week. Though no one likes to see higher electric bills, an occasional rate hike is necessary when equipment needs to be repaired or services extended to new areas. We at Western Power ask for your understanding on this issue and promise you the same high-quality power service you've received from us for the past 15 years. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the meeting of the Disease Control Centre's Public Outreach Project. In a few moments, I will hand the podium over to Dr. Jorma Kunin of Helsinki University, who is here to talk to you about influenza prevention in the community. Dr. Kunin has worked on projects like this one for the last 20 years and has a great deal of useful information on vaccination programs, especially those for the elderly. Before I do that, however, I would like to go over a few things. First, we have more flu vaccine this year than expected, so we believe that we will be able to vaccinate anyone who wants to be. Second, due to the larger than expected amount of flu medication, prices for flu shots will be lower than the past 2 years, which will have a positive effect on the way that insurance and Medicare claims are processed. Please spread the word in your neighbourhood that flu vaccines are readily available at any public health centre. Understanding tax breaks is crucial for small business owners like you. If you don't know how to make the tax system work for you, you'll likely end up overpaying taxes every year. We are here to show you that tax laws can be understood. Too many small business owners overpay because they don't study tax laws. That is like trying to walk without any shoes. You need to know everything you can about how to save your money. We're going to talk today specifically about payroll taxes. Tomorrow, we'll be covering personal deductions you can legally make and how to file for self-employed tax. If you pay attention for the full 2 days of this seminar, I guarantee you'll save money.